Ink met Beacon one evening, a soft evening, just after sunset, when the air had gone warm blue. Ink had been trying to teach character want. He had been at his writing desk with a small group of students. He had been explaining, patiently, as he always does, that every well-built character has a want. The want is the engine of the character. The character wants something, they move toward it, and the moving toward is the story. Without a want, the character has no engine. The story has no motion. The students had nodded politely. They had not, Ink could see, felt the principal. They had been taking notes, but they had not yet seen a character whose want was visibly the entire character. Ink had stepped away from his writing desk to think outdoors. The garden behind his small writing cottage was quiet. The sun had gone down. The first moths had come out. The small, soft-bodied moths that come at dusk. One of the moths had been circling a small, warm light. A small firefly-style glow, hanging just above eye level in the garden's center. The moth was a moth tween, pale tawny wings, bright dark eyes. She had been walking and fluttering toward the warm light. She had been almost reaching it, but she had not been quite reaching it. The light was moving, slowly, upward as she approached. Every time the moth got close, the light moved just a small distance further. The moth kept moving. The light kept moving away. The motion was constant. The reaching was never completed. Ink watched for several minutes.
She is the principal.
He stepped closer. The moth tween looked up.
I am Beacon. I am following the warm light.
Why? Because it is warm, and it is just out of reach. And I want it. Do you ever catch it? No, it keeps moving away, but I keep moving toward it. The wanting is the whole point. The catching would end the story. Ink stood very still. The students were not in the garden. They were back inside, at his writing desk. But the principal was in the garden. The principal was walking and fluttering toward a warm light it could not quite reach.
Will you come to my writing cottage? Will you show the students?
Yes. If they have a warm light I can follow, I will follow it.
Ink set a small, warm light lamp on his writing desk. He invited Beacon to enter. The students looked up from their notes. The moth tween fluttered in. The warm light glowed softly on the desk.
Beacon walked across the floor. She fluttered up to the desk. She moved toward the lamp. The lamp, by some small mechanism Ink had quickly arranged, moved slowly back, just a small distance, as Beacon approached. Beacon kept moving. The lamp kept moving. The motion was visible. The reaching was incomplete. The wanting was the whole story.
This is Beacon. The principle I was trying to teach has a name now. It is Beacon. The character has a want. The want is just out of reach. The character moves toward it. The moving toward is the story. The wanting is the engine.
What is she wanting?
The warm light.
But it keeps moving away.
Yes, that is what wants do. They stay just out of reach. If they were always within reach, they would not be wants. They would be already haves. Already haves do not drive stories. Just out of reach wants do.
So the character is always reaching, never grasping?
Sometimes the character grasps. Sometimes the warm light is caught for a moment. But then the story ends. The reaching is the story. The catching is the ending. Most of the time, the character is reaching.
The students looked at each other. They looked at Beacon. They looked at the lamp. The moth tween took another small step. The lamp moved another small distance. The wanting was visible. The principal had become a person.
Every well-built character has a want. The want is the engine. Beacon embodies the principle. When you write a character, give them a warm light to follow, a want that stays just out of reach. The reaching will be the story. The reaching is enough.
I am the warm light I follow. I am the moving toward. I am the wanting. I do not need to catch the light. I need to move toward it. The motion is the meaning. The wanting is the engine. Every character can have one.
The students nod quietly. The notes they had been taking earlier in the day no longer feel like notes. They feel like the beginning of characters. Each student starts to imagine, for a character of their own, a warm light just out of reach. The wanting begins.